USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said that the deal will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats.
This initiative is about making sure that each of us has a modern capability, the most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats. AUKUS will bring together our sailors, our scientists, and our industries to maintain and expand our edge in military capabilities and critical technologies such as cyber, artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, and undersea domains.
The pact will also assist Australia in the acquisition of nuclear-powered submarines for their Navy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
A new study from the CDC shows that obesity rates in the U.S. are on the rise. Tim Berg has the data.
States with an obesity rate higher than 35% have almost doubled over the past 2 years. CDC data showing only 9 states reported that obesity rate in 2018, compared with 16 states in 2020. The states that recently crossed the 35% threshold include Delaware, Iowa, Ohio, and Texas. States with the highest obesity rates are Mississippi, West Virginia, and Alabama, all coming in at over 39%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And French President Emmanuel Macron said Wednesday that the leader of the Islamic State in the Sahara has been killed. Macron tweeting that French forces neutralized Abu Awalid al-Sahrawi, confirming rumors of the leader's death that had been spreading for weeks in Mali. Al-Sahrawi had claimed responsibility for a 2017 attack that killed 4 American military personnel in Niger. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
4 elite U.S. gymnasts testified before Congress Wednesday detailing the failings by the FBI, USA Gymnastics, and the U.S. Olympic Committee in the handling of the sexual abuse case against former team doctor Larry Nassar. Simone Biles, Michaela Moroney, Maggie Nichols, and Allie Reisman told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the FBI was slow in investigating their cases and did not take them seriously. Senator Marsha Blackburn says that after hearing their testimony, it's clear the FBI failed the women. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that USA Gymnastics and the Olympic Committee also have to answer for violating the trust of their athletes.
These young women should have been taken seriously when they first mentioned this. Something should have been done. The university finally started an investigation, and this is how it began to untangle and get to the bottom of what was going on with Larry Nassar and this, just the monster that he was to these young women. How they trusted him, their families trusted him, their coaches trusted him. They violated that trust. But then you have the USA Gymnastics and the Olympic Committee questions there about their actions, their participation with the FBI, the way the FBI handled these young women.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.